This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quicker Stick and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Yeah, yeah. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. It's the last day of Nine's Rejoin Week. Nine, talk it up.
This is Exodus. Legends of Thrash Metal. This is Bonded by Blood.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fatboy, is the key word Exodus to win $1,000 or no? That'd be too easy.
No, it's utter. U-T-T-E-R.
Oh.
Utter.
That's odd.
Yeah.
But listen to
even it. More odd if it was utter with two D's.
That would be weird. I think they're making fun of us then. Yeah. But listen to a lot of thrash metal.
Oh, yeah.
Testament, Exodus, and Overkill.
I love it.
Basically, the ones that aren't... Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax.
You imagine, like, first of all, I couldn't strip to this. I see the text message. Absolutely not. Yeah. But I could roller skate to this.
You could roller derby to this.
But I feel like I'd start going real fast, and then I'd just get out of control and just wham into a wall. Or just when I would ski, which hasn't been, it's been a long time, but I'd get going so fast I wouldn't know how to twist and turn. I'd get going so fast I'd get scared. I'd just throw myself to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wonder if it wasn't an avalanche up there and up here at Mars Hill, wherever the hell I was. All right, $1,000, win that. It is Friday, TGIFOF. It's time to examine the line, the FOF line.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318.
This would be a great night to go out and drink, man. It's scavenger hunt day. National scavenger hunt day. That'd be fun. Get drunk, go out on a scavenger hunt.
Do some geocaching.
Yeah, let's do it. go get drunk and look for Pokemon.
Yes.
864-241-4318. The FOF line is a 24/7 voicemail set up for you to let out your pissed offness, to let out that anger, that passion that you have in traffic when you're about to road rage, or at work when you're about to walk in there and quit because Karen is not here again, blaming it on her kids, being sick again. 864-241-4318. Producer extraordinaire Fatboy has told me we have 6 cuts this week.
Yeah.
Here is cut number one, the FOF line.
Man, damn. I'm just going to listen to you guys talk about name 5 in 10 seconds. But, you know, first of all, it's 1 in 1,000,000 chance that you get into the phone line. And then when you get there, you're like, name 5 people, the name with the letter X. It's like, oh, shit. What? Sorry, motherfucker, you lose. I'm like, damn, man. First of all, it's a great miracle that I got into the line and everything. But, damn, give me a chance. Give me something easier, or at least give me a chance. Damn it. But, you know what? Love you, Rise Guys. Rock on.
That's just like a dude I know.
Give me a chance to win.
I don't think it's him, though, but it might be. It sounds just like him.
First of all, we never did one name 5 names that start with X go.
No, he's just, you know, giving a ridiculous example.
That would have been easy. Xerox.
Xander, Xavier.
All right, maybe he's right.
Yeah.
Xanadu.
Regardless, Xanadu. Though, that's right. Regardless, that's why it's a game. It's why it's hard to do. Matter of fact, I'll give you this little bit of inside information right after the FOF line.
Xerxes.
Say again?
Xerxes.
Xerxes?
Xerxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's five.
All right, so you win. Right after this segment, the return of Name That Flick, Fatboy versus Paige for your Coca-Cola 600 tickets for Sunday. In the meantime, we're in the FOF line, 864-241-4318. Here is cut number two.
What's up, mother? This is P1 Sean the Bomb, and I got a personal message from my old boss. You little mother. You lucky I didn't kick your ass that day you told me you were taking most of my paycheck. I busted my ass for 3 years for you, you dumb little bitch. You lucky I didn't up. You're lucky I'm a family man and a businessman. Otherwise, I would have put you in your place, you little Napoleon complex ass mother. The P1 Sean's Bomb. Love you, Rise Guys. I'm out.
We'll have the uncensored later. Okay, good. Because I want to hear the way he says MF-er. Like, uncensored. So back with the boss in the uniforms, man. There's still no finality to that with the P1 Sean the Bomb.
Yeah.
Lickle.
He got some heat with him. Oh, man.
Sean, give me another word for sucker.
Suckle?
Suckle.
Suckle.
Yeah. 864.
That's great. How are you going to top that? That was the second call.
I know. That was Sean the Bomb back at it again. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
This message is for Sean the Bomb. Talking about the name Terry is an awful name, whether it's a male or a female.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you something, buddy. You're correct. That name's awful. When I was 13, I changed my name from Terry to Brandon, and then found out, unbeknownst to me, that my biological father had left me and my mom while she was pregnant with me. And then I found out when I was 18 that his name is Terry. So it just worked out. So this is a big f*** you to Terry in Ohio that I've never met. I hope you die in a pit of snakes.
Damn. Oh, snakes.
He's probably doing what's best for you, buddy.
Got to hate on snakes. That's true.
I thought we were going to have another inter-battle on the FOF line.
Would you want to meet Terry in that case?
I mean, come on.
But... I wish that guy would call in again or where we could talk to him, because I'd love to, like, if you change your name, why Brandon? Like, did his mom say, Terry, go change your name to anything you'd like?
Maybe it was his middle name already and he started going by. I don't know.
With Brandon.
Maybe you like Brandon Bennett.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a big fan of Brandon Lee.
Oh, yeah.
I'd change my name to Hank.
Brandon Boyd. Hank. Yeah.
Hank Man. That wouldn't work. That's Robert Kraft's name.
Yeah, how about we call you Stinky Hank, huh? little Hanky Panky?
Oh, hang on now. You can't be infringing on my likeness.
Yeah, we're going to call you Stinky Hank.
Yeah, more like a honky, yeah. 864-241-4318. We just hit the halfway point. Here is cut four of the FOF line.
Yeah, I just want to say, you, how the hell are you going to work us 7 days a week for the past 8 months, and then all of a sudden you're going to cut us off and tell us, oh, you have to make cutbacks now that the tariff is starting to affect the company. You got to give us a 2-day notice. You can expect us to work on a Saturday, and then you're going to let us go that evening. Oh, my God. You're not even thinking about the families that are in need, the families that of the people that have spent their weekends and their nights every day of the week trying to make your money just so they can just bend over and take it.
Oh.
I'm so sick of this shit. If I got any advice for anybody who's listening, buy American.
Well,
you should do that anyway.
You should. And plus, it's going to be cheaper here soon anyway.
Well, that 2 weeks off at Christmas is nice, though.
You know, man, the textile mill my mom and daddy worked at, it was Steel Heddle, and they were closed for 2 weeks, 4th of July. And it was like, craziness.
Dude, everybody used to have the whole week of the 4th off. Beautiful. I mean, that was when I was a kid that was still going on. And then it just stopped.
Yeah. It just stopped.
Yeah. Now it's one day. Yeah, we give you one day off to observe this beautiful land we call America.
That's all you get.
It's one day. Jerks. Corporate jerks.
Jerk. 864. People are now guessing where the guy worked, and they're all right.
Of course they are.
864. 241-4318. We have two cuts to go,
yeah,
right, Fat Boy?
Okay.
It's the FOF line, and I have been told early that somebody in the room is going to get some heat. Correct?
I think it's easier to say one person in the room don't get no heat.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Congratulations, Paige.
Good job, Paige.
No, it's probably not me.
It's not me. I'm not a rise guy.
No, people hate me for spoiling that dang show.
This is the FOF line.
Okay. I got to start out with Matt Mann.
Oh, man.
There's two things here that aggravate the f***ing piss out of me. It's first thing in the morning, you get on the radio, and you're talking like you've got a bag of d*** in your mouth because your mouth is so f***ing dry and irks the piss out of me. And then secondly, when you get f***ing tongue-tied and you get crossed up in your thoughts and you f***ing sit there and you go, and then you finally spit out what the f*** you're going to say. God dang, man, just think about it before you start. Yeah. Okay, and then nine. Come on, man.
Come on.
I'm just busting balls. No, you're just being a dick. That's all you do. If it's not okay with you, you got to be such a dick about it and say, I'm just busting balls. Yeah, you are not. You're just being a All right, man. I love you guys. See ya.
He loves you.
Yeah, I've always had that problem where everybody else can bust balls, but then some people think I'm a dick when I do it because I have, I guess, a meaner way of doing it.
I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
Please do. You don't want to meh on the guy.
Oh, man.
I mean, you know what I mean.
This will drive
literally.
Off the
yeah.
Paige, say something.
I don't
you know. You know, it literally would have. Antarctica. You can't go there. I agree with him. I do. But the dry mouth thing, though, I guzzle. How many ounces is this here? 18 ounces of water directly before we crack the mics first time.
Yeah.
I hate it sounds like that, though. I think I need to start talking to myself in the mornings on the way to work.
You should.
Just to get the mouth going, right? Like when baseball players, they don't get out on the field and swing a bat for the first time when they're up the plate. They're out there swinging it around and stuff.
They warm up. I talk to animals in the morning. So,
yes.
I mean, I get warmed up talking to them, just, you know, having conversations
birds.
With them.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I sing on the way here every day, too.
I need to do some mouth exercises in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's. You know, I don't know.
Well, you see.
864. 241-4318. You said everybody in the room but one person, so I heard me and nine get it pretty hard there.
Yeah, we got it. Did we get more? Is that it for us?
Oh, there's one call to go.
Is it on air? I mean, do we get more? Is that it for us?
God dang it. It's like going in The Godfather and saying, when does Vito die?
Don't spoil
it.
Listen, he's just busting balls.
When Sonny die?
I'm just asking, is that it for us? We get more.
Oh, goodness.
You can say you'll find out now and hit play.
Tell Paige so she can spoil us. 864-241-4318. It is our service to the community. This is the FOF line.
F*** off, Matt, and f*** off, Fat Boy. And you sit here and you have an article or a news article about the kid getting shot or shooting his mom in Tennessee. And you sit there, oh, a vintage. Nowhere in the f***ing article does it say it's a f***ing vintage weapon, you damn mother f***. You understand? The only person I'm not pissed off at is Paige and Nine, because Nine's not there, but I'm sure if he was there, it would be, oh, well, you know, it was this type of f***ing weapon. Well, he wouldn't say f***ing on the air, now would he? That right there is why the f***ing media sits there and runs this damn country, is because you f***ing portray s*** like that to where you're going to sit there and put out whatever type of f***ing gun you want to call it. Do you know what kind of gun it was? And Fat Boy, you ain't never f***ing fired a damn gun day in your life. So you wouldn't know what a f***ing trigger pull was any damn way, you stupid f***.
Well,
yeah, I was late. That's the day I was late, so I got off easy because I was late.
Yeah, I don't remember presenting the story, dummy.
I didn't present the story either.
Never fired a gun.
I said that it was a World War II era Jeep.
Yeah.
And it was
Didn't it say what type of gun it was because he had it loaded and that's how the kid got it?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I knew it was like it was an exhibition, right? It was an old historical warfare type of, you know. I don't remember which branch of the military. I want to say it was an army thing. But, yeah, the kid found the gun in there, picked it up, assumed it was a fake gun because, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he didn't even know. And then he ended up inadvertently shooting his mom. And then the guy who owned the Jeep was charged. I don't remember saying it was a vintage gun. If I did, I apologize. I mean, my Lord.
It was a vintage Jeep. Vintage Jeep.
Yeah, the Jeep was vintage. So
now you want to listen back and see if he's wrong or he just, you know.
No, I'll assume he's right. Yeah. I'll assume he's right. I mean, that passion there was something else.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. But what? Really?
Boy, you wouldn't even know what a trigger pull's like.
Now, I guess not.
He was mad, but did he explain why he was mad that he said it was a vintage gun? Like, why was he mad about that?
I don't know. He's one of these guys that hang on to every detail of a story.
But I understand that he was mad, but he didn't say why he was so mad about that detail possibly getting mixed up. I don't understand why he was mad. I just want to know more. I want more information from him about exactly why he was so angry about that detail.
Yeah. Now the local news should set up an FOF line. Could you imagine?
Oh, no.
Hey, Cobb Deal. Listen here, buddy.
Yeah, jerk.
I noticed you winked at Carol when you said Bernie Sanders. What does that even mean?
Are you liberals?
Yeah, I'm going to wink at your wife next time we go to dinner, buddy.
Goodness.
Bring it.
What in the world?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the story now. I can't find it. I mean, I found the story, but it doesn't say what kind of gun it was. But
yeah, I can't.
I think
one
he's referring to the fact that my grandpa had what they called a wall hanger.
Yeah,
and it's hanging on the wall. You just assume it's not loaded.
I'm sorry, buddy. I forgot you were Don Damn Lemon. Next time you can do it.
Yeah, that's his middle name. 864. Changing it to Brandon. 864.
Oh, there's more.
241-4318. That was the FOF line. Paige can't count past five.
No, I thought that was enough. I didn't know if we were going to go further. Sorry.
That was plenty. Wasn't it plenty?
Yeah, it was plenty.
You know what we should do before we go to break, Matt?
Sure.
We should distribute their list so they have a minute with them, right?
Okay. That's fine. We have the list ready. I'll tell you listening right now, go ahead and call 1-800-774-0093.
Remember you want to go to the race on Sunday.
If you want to go to the Coca-Cola 600 Memorial Day weekend, you probably got Monday off, God willing. Hopefully you do. Sunday, the big race in Charlotte. We had such a good time playing the new game, What the Flick, yesterday. Uh-huh. We're going to play it again today. This time, though, Paige versus Fatboy. We'll play. Oh, you give him the list now?
Yeah. We give him the list because we got ours a few minutes in advance just to have a minute with it.
All right. I feel bad for Fatboy because of the sleep apnea conversation earlier. Fatboy, whose list would you want?
Mine.
You want nine.
Okay. There you go, sir.
Screw you for taking his fast.
And there's Paige has Mattman's list. They have their list. Right. People are calling. We're going to give away some racing tickets.
Five words or less. We're going to play when we come back. Name that.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:37. We've all convened back in the Den of Sin, Rise Guys Studio. We have tickets for you to go to the Coca-Cola 600, the big race, Memorial Day weekend. That's this weekend. Sunday at the legendary Charlotte Motor Speedway. It was yesterday. We debuted a new game called Name That Flick.
Yes.
And it is a game that I predict Ellen will steal in about 6 months.
Yeah.
Probably just like she did 5 and 10.
She just re-signed, too. You know she'll take it.
Yeah. It is a game where we will be paired with P1s, and we have various movies written down, 5 of them, in fact. We then get paired up with P1s, trying to get them to figure out what movie we're talking about with only 5 words.
Yeah, a series of keywords.
Like, for instance, 9. If I say, I'll give you an easy one just to make it easy. Mm-hmm. If I said time.
Okay.
If I said mayor.
I would say Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm. And that would be 4 points. We got it off 2 words.
You get more points if you get it faster.
Yep.
So I, you know. It's Paige, you said you had some questions, though, before we begin. What the Flick?
Okay. So if we, what if we name like a character? If
nope.
No, can't do that?
Nope. No character names.
No character names.
You cannot include the title of the name either. Like if I, you know, with that one, if I had said tonight in future, well, it would have been discarded because I said one of the words in the title.
Yeah, or if you said Marty or McFly.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Or Biff.
Right.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Okay.
All right.
Like you could say Michael Myers or Jason.
But you can use like something that... It was based on, like, an original name of something?
I think so.
Yeah, if it's based on something, yeah, you could do that. But you can't use the title of the movie or any character names or any actors in the film.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, just describe the movie itself without giving away anything about it.
Okay.
Okay.
1-800-774-0093. Fat Boy, you chose... Nine's list. Paige, you got my list. Paige, you are paired with P1J Dizzle, who I thought was supposed to be in this morning for Backstage Pass. Let's find out. Dizzle, good morning.
What's up?
Not much. Is this Jonathan?
No.
We have two J Dizzles in the P1 family. I didn't realize.
But I'll come in and get it, though.
Well, you'll have to because the race is damn Sunday. You'll have to pick up these tickets by 5:30 today.
Yeah. I know we had two.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I know. There's going to have to do some kind of competition to see who wins the name. All right. Paige, you're with P1J Dizzle. Of course, this is not timed, but Nine, you will be keeping score.
Yep, I'll keep score for everybody.
All right.
So
Paige?
Paige going first?
Paige is going first.
Okay, good.
With P1J Dizzle.
Okay.
Paige, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Time will, or we're not timing this.
No. Just however long
it takes.
The
game will start when you use your first one word clue as we play What the Flick.
Go. Yep.
Blue. Freedom.
You got to slow down now.
Scottish.
Blue, freedom, Scottish. J Dizzle, you want to make a guess?
Medieval.
You can guess after, I mean, you're losing points because she's rattling the clues off too fast.
J Dizzle, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, Paige, repeat the ones you've said so far.
All right, freedom, blue, medieval, Scottish, kilt.
That's all five.
That's your five. Any guesses?
Braveheart.
All right, you got a ding.
Yep.
All right, possession, Ouija, or Ouija, girl.
Dizzle, you can guess that. I mean, one wrong guess is going to eliminate you, so it's fine. That you get. You can guess after each clue she gives.
Okay.
Demon.
Exorcism.
Judge Jimmy?
I don't think so.
You have to give him another clue, Paige. The last one.
Pea soup?
Pea soup. We'll pass on that one.
You were close. You were close.
Close.
All right. Brothers. Autistic. Counting. Math.
Brothers. Autistic. Counting. Math.
Brothers. Autistic. Counting. Math.
Nothing.
Paige, the final clue.
Mental.
Any guesses?
No.
All right, Paige, move on to movie number four as we play What the Flick.
All right. Marriage.
Oh.
Prince. Africa. New York.
Any guess at this point? Dizzle.
No.
Okay.
Comedy. Arranged marriage.
It'd be two words, but regardless, that's all five. Any guesses, P1J Dizzle?
No, I suck it up.
All right. And then Paige, your final movie.
All right.
Yeah.
Minimize. Children. Disney. Science.
Minimize
Children.
Children.
Disney.
Disney.
Science.
Science.
Got one clue left, unless you have a guess now, Dizzle.
Paige, last clue.
Children. Yeah, go ahead.
Husband.
Any guesses, Jay Dizzle? Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
All right, no guesses. He's All right. All right, hold on, Jay Dizzle.
Sorry, Pat.
What happened?
All right. Let's.
Sorry.
Yeah, you should apologize.
We're going to have to split this in two, but I think we need to analyze this real quick.
Yeah, I mean.
Right? Do we reveal here what these words were?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The first one, remind me of your words again, Paige, the five you chose.
The first one was freedom, blue, patriot.
All right. He got that one on the fifth one.
Yeah.
So he got 1 point. All right, yeah. We won't reveal the points yet. The second one, did not get. He was close.
He was close.
He said exorcism. The word, the movie was The Exorcist.
Yeah.
No points on that one.
Yeah.
Number three, brothers, autistic, counting.
Math, and then mental.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it.
What is it, Fat Boy?
It's Rain Man.
It was Rain Man.
I was hoping you'd say Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are texting in the right answers. Some people on the text line, they knew.
Word number four, or movie number four. I think this one, the clues were a little ambiguous, maybe. You said, Africa?
Yeah.
Prince? Wedding?
Yeah.
New York. Yeah. By the time you get to Prince, Africa, and New York, yeah, you got it by then. Yep. You got it by then.
Fat Boy, you knew it.
Coming to America.
Coming to America with Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. And then finally.
I thought the fifth one he should have gotten.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Minimize. You had Disney. You had husband.
Minimize had children.
Children. Minimize right. Children.
Minimize children.
Fat right. Boy.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, he definitely should have got
all
that
right.
One.
So, Paige, don't feel bad. I mean, other than
because I got it when I was playing with you guys yesterday. I aced all of them.
Yeah, you did. Paige knew every single one.
All right. The dramatic conclusion. Fat Boy, you have your list. When we come back, you will be paired with P1 Nikki, and the two of you will try to decide. What the flick? Right after this. Morning, everybody.
Text the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Hi, Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:52. P1's calling that guy P1 Fake Jay Dizzle.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Especially after this showing in the game, because P1s were texting in right answers.
Yeah, I thought Paige did fine. We're playing What the Flick? That was Paige paired with P1 Fake Jay Dizzle, and now Fat Boy. It's now time for you to take the stage and pair up with P1 Nikki. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Nikki, I don't know if you're listening, but you really got your work cut out for you here.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, you have a hell of a score to beat.
Yeah, I knew the other movies, so I hope these aren't harder.
All right.
Well, I knew the answers to Pages.
Nine and I looked at our list together and feel as though they were pretty compatible with each other. So
yeah, okay. Neither list is all that difficult, and nor should they be.
Yeah. All right. Fat Boy.
All right.
Remember, pace yourself. Give Nikki a chance to get the most points possible as we play What the Flick for Coca-Cola's 600 tickets for Sunday.
Okay. Cowboy. Astronaut.
Space cowboy?
No. Playground. Snake. Boot.
Cowboy, astronaut.
Playground, snake boot.
Boot.
Cowboy, astronaut, playground, snake, boot.
Any guesses, Nikki?
I'm thinking,
Oh, boy.
I'll pass on that one for right now.
All right.
Eh.
Okay.
Yellow. Brick. Road.
Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Bingo. Okay.
Murder. Wife. Chicago. Prosthesis. Blood.
Hmm.
Nikki, any guess in the world? What would it be?
Will you say them again?
Say the words again, all five.
Okay, it was murder, wife, Chicago, prosthesis, blood.
Nikki, I need
I have no idea.
All right, we move on to movie four. So we played What the Flick.
Murder. Family. Rural.
What?
Rural.
Rural. Midwest. Teenagers.
Any guesses, Nikki?
Oh, man.
No.
That's on Fat Boy right there.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not either. It's on Fat Boy.
He could have given much better clues on that one. He really could have.
Movie number five, What the Flick. Fat Boy and Nikki.
Plane. Prisoners. Mullet. Weapons. Cage.
That's it.
Yeah, you disqualified yourself.
You just disqualified yourself, Fat Boy. You can't say one of the characters. Well, well.
No, this, dang it. That's not
Nicolas
how I meant it.
Cage's movie.
Dang it.
No.
That was me.
If the clue is also an actor's name, it's that ambiguous territory where I don't think it counts because it's, I mean.
Thinking of the one part.
We could do that to cheat and say, no, that's not what I meant to do. So it has to count that you can't do that.
All right. We have to disqualify
I was thinking of the part where the guy's in the cage.
I know, but it's, you know.
I didn't think about that.
Okay.
She wouldn't have got it anyway, though.
Looking along at the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. I will tell you that everybody got the first one that she did not. Everybody texting it got the first movie. You said Cowboy, Astronaut. I had it on that one.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Paige, you had it, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Cowboy, Astronaut.
Toy Story.
Toy Story was what we're looking for. Right. Movie number two.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, think about this one. Think about it now, Nikki. He said the first.
If you just said kids or something like that, I would have thought of a kid movie.
Playground?
Playground. Okay.
Make you think of adults.
Word number two.
Hell yeah, playground.
First three words in the second movie. Yellow Brick Road?
Yep.
Wizard of Oz, I said that.
She got that one.
Got that one right.
Word number, or movie number three. That one was somewhat difficult. Thinking, having it in front of me easy, not knowing, would have been very difficult. Paige, did you get it?
The second one?
No, the third one.
Third one.
No, I don't
Murder,
think.
Murder, wife, Chicago, blood.
Prosthesis.
Yeah, that with the prosthesis, I didn't know.
The fugitive.
Oh, man, I know.
The fugitive.
Okay. I would say doctor, man.
Got a prosthetic arm. I must have murdered his wife.
You gotta say doctor on that one.
Yeah. No. You get off Chicago and wife murder?
Chicago, doctor, wife, murder.
The fourth one, I do say Fat Boy did not give the best clues.
And I don't really.
One of his clues was misleading, in fact.
Which,
Midwest was very misleading.
Or Southwest.
Nikki, let me give you if I was playing, here's my first one word clue. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Barbecue.
I would have said wheelchair.
Wheelchair.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. I would have said wheelchair, road trip.
And then I would have said skin mask.
Uh-huh.
Skin mask. Paige, you got it, didn't you?
Chainsaw Texas? I don't know.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yeah.
Right, that's what it would have been. Yeah. It was not Chainsaw.
Yeah, but Midwest was that was difficult. I only saw one person correctly text in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Was it the Oz of Wizard? All right. So, with that said, we'll go to the scoreboard.
Would you get the last one off Plane and Prisoners?
Yeah,
but you screwed yourself up with the cage.
I would have said Bunny, too, man. I would have said Bunny.
I was thinking the guy that shoots the weapon in the cage, and I'm like, wow, I didn't even think about the name after.
I would have said
Prisoners, Bunny, Vegas, then boom, there you go.
That, of course, was Con Air. Great, great movie. All right. Nine, we go to the leaderboard with a final total.
Final score, Matt, man.
Yes?
3-1.
3-1.
Your winner.
Is?
Your champion.
Is?
P1 Nikki.
Nikki, you just just apologized and didn't even realize you just won.
You won. Yep. Yellow Brick Road was 3 points.
You beat Fake Jay Dizzle.
That one was common sense. That one was common sense, and I just didn't think of it.
That's right, the great Thomas Paine. Well, let's send you over to Stink Martindale. Stink of Water with a prize, please.
Well, congratulations, P1. Nikki, you're going to Charlotte Motor Speedway this Sunday for the historic 60th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm
going to
take my mom
on
her birthday.
Oh, sure. Wear some sunscreen. Thank you, Nikki. Yep. Congratulations. Darling Nikki. All right. We'll take a break. That's a game that we'll play again one day down the road. That was What the Flick. More Rise Guys and $1,000 coming your way right now. The Planet.
You guys are great!
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
Love how they slam on people. It's always the best.
Good show, man.
Thank God for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3. Rocks.
This is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.